Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about self-care, some of the things I'm doing for myself at the moment to make sure I can get through this crazy thing called life, especially when I'm in stressful situations, which for many of us can be quite often with all the overthinking, the cortisol through our bodies, all of that stuff that just kind of appears. So I want to talk about what I'm doing for my self-care at the moment. You know, with moving house, it's been very intense. So I just want to share what I'm enjoying and what I want to do more of. Let's dig into it. Okay, let's talk about self-care. So with this move that we've been going through, like I've mentioned in the previous podcast, you know, it completely throws everything out, your routines, your executive function, your brain, your mind. Nothing seems to play quite the same game as it did before, which can be a good thing. You know, forced change gets us moving through life in different ways. It gets us seeing different perspectives and opportunities. But at the other side, it's also freaking stressful. And it can leave you kind of, I don't know, numb to the enjoyment of what's happening. Like, we're moving into a beautiful house. Absolutely love it, you know. The moments where I see a detail that I just fall in love with is just so awesome, and I'm loving that. But at the same time, I'm always thinking about what's the next thing I need to do. You know, is there a set of plugs we need to plug in? Is there, you know, we need to get a TV hung on the wall? We need to, you know, clean at some point. You know, all of this stuff is happening, and my wife has been absolutely amazing through it all as well. But there's still a lot of loose ends that haven't quite been looked after or sorted, whatever the phrase we want to use is. But it's not quite there. So I've got to find time to actually enjoy some chill out time. And so, you know, what's been working for me, the other night, for example, we literally lay down and watched 6 hours of movies. Now, I'm sure I'm not the only one who can binge a show. But to try and get out of the overthinking of what to do next, it was quite good to get into some real intense movies with some real intense storylines, some stuff that really gets your brain thinking, not just the, you know those kind of movies where they've literally just copied the plot line 28 times and chucked in different characters. You know, we don't want that. That doesn't really work. So we put in some intense movies and just sat down and made sure we stayed on the couch. Also tried to, wherever possible, have some time not looking at our phones while we're watching, which is just such a standard process of trying to keep our attention going. I'm not saying we achieved that completely, but we did have some moments where we just could really embrace what we were watching and enjoy it, which was fantastic. So there's one thing, and it seems simple, seems pretty obvious, but I'll tell you, when you're so busy, you don't have time to think, it can be really hard to just go and veg out and give yourself that space to just do nothing when it feels like there's so much to do. And, you know, it feels like that, you know, that pressure is always just on yourself. Like, there's no one else doing it, but that self-driven intrinsic internal pressure is painful. The other thing we did is we book in a Thai massage. I've found that really valuable over the years, going and actually getting a 90-minute massage. Like, I didn't even know these, I really didn't know much about massage, you know, before my wife got me into it and said, you've got to come and try it at least once, then you can bar it from your life forever if you don't like it. But it was awesome. It completely removed a heap of physical stress, probably mental and emotional stress from me, which was absolutely fantastic and made me just chill out. So we regularly do a 90-minute massage, especially when we've been doing heavy lifting and stuff like we have. And also, anytime our brains are stressful, when you've got to actually lay down for 90 minutes while someone massages you, it's, you know, it gives you a chance to kind of get into a meditative state and to daydream and to, you know, clear your mind. You can do all this stuff because you can't leave that space, right, that you're at their disposal. And so I found that amazing. If you've never had a professional massage, you know, go and try it. Like, it is something awesome for you to go with. The other thing I do is I use a chiropractor as well. So I try and get my spine in certain alignment. That's really, really important to me, getting my spine lined up. I find very valuable. And it has helped me just to kind of, you know, get into, you know, especially when you're working in from home or you're doing a heap of different roles, it's really, really valuable to be done. And so, like, I make sure that I go to a chiropractor, I want to say once every 3-4 weeks. Now, you may have a different naturopath or a different, you know, maybe it's an osteopath. There's so many different names for these things. But maybe there's someone that you can go to that helps keep you aligned. And I find that really valuable. The other thing that I've, again, the minute we got into this house on Monday, my first thing was is to make sure I keep going back to the gym and keep that regular, keep my walks, automatically add those back in. Because those can be things that if you don't, you don't get back into them as quickly, or I have struggled in the past. So I've made sure that that's a priority. I get out, I go, I keep that routine, even if it's not at full strength, even if it's not at full intensity, it still keeps my energy flowing and going. And I think a large number of people here do quite heavy lifting in different formats to really stress the muscles out, get them engaged and rolling. And now all these things are just such good stress relievers. You know, you just need to allow them. The other thing as well that I'm trying to do more and more is back into meditating. And so, you know, last two mornings, meditated, took that time, reminded myself, and this is the big thing about meditation, is reminded myself that the only thing that really matters anywhere is here and now, is being in the moment. Like, that is the important piece, is not all of this stuff in my head about the future, or what do I have to do in the next room today, or what's my next priority, or what's next. I actually can take some time out and say, bring myself back. How do I feel in my body right now? What does right now feel like? Because half the time you start to realize when you take that space, or I start to realize where I'm going and where I'm putting the wrong level of attention or power to something. Say there's something I've not done or is not actually that important, but in my head it is important and I haven't done it. I'm able to reassess it and go, is that really life-changing? Will I remember that in a year's time? Will that make an actual impact? You know, and 9 times out of 10, I've probably given it way too much value and energy, which has led to more stress. And so, you know, in this move around everything that's happened, you know, making sure these things are kept up, the meditation, the walking, going to the gym, you know, going for a massage, you know, taking that time out to binge television. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people go, oh, do you watch TV show? Who cares? It's my way of getting out of my head. And it works well. Let me get into someone else's head who's created an amazing story or a movie. So those things make a massive impact. And so I just wanted to share those. Maybe you have some really awesome ways of de-stressing as well. And I'll make sure if you're on Spotify, I'll pop a question down. Let me know your ways of de-stressing, you know, getting out of your head and surviving this crazy thing called life. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week.